Zog de Gemara, daf nun amit beis, six lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Zog de Gemara, om Rav Yehuda, shochach vehichnis oichlin teich piv. If someone forgot, and he did not make a bracha on food before he put it into his mouth. Also lehenis boi lemazim b'loi bracha. But if forgotten, and he put food in his mouth. B'loi bracha on a bracha, without a bracha. So the Gemara says the following eitz, misalken letzad echod. You take the food, you're eating a cherry, and put it on the right side, put it on one side of your cheek. Umevorech, and you make the bracha while the food is in your mouth. Tanya chado, poilo. Another brisa says, you swallow it. V'tanya idoch, another brisa says, poilton, you spit it out. V'tanya idoch, misalkon. So we have three brises. Reb Yehuda says, shachavich misalkon l'techepim b'loi bracha misalkon l'tzadechot umevorech. Now, that's Reb Yehuda's shita. Then the Gemara said the three conflicting brises. One brise says swallow, one brise says spit out, and one brise says put it to the side. So either you spit it out, or you swallow it, or you put it to the side of your cheek. So Gemara loy kasha, it depends on what kind of food item it is. Horatanya boilon, when it says you swallow it, it's talking about mashkin, liquid you can't spit out, because it's not edible anymore once it's spit out, and you can't keep it to the side of your cheek and make a bracha, because you can't talk when you have liquid in your mouth. But horatanya poltan, when it says you spit it out, is b'midah loy mamis, something that doesn't get disgusted and not edible after you spit it out. Something that's chewed up, you can't eat again, it's disgusting. But sheng is something that's still edible. A candy, you put it out, take it out of your mouth. Loy mimis. V'horatanya misalkan, when it says that you put it to the side of your mouth, is b'midi the mamis. It's something that it's mamis if you spit it out. And you're able to make the bracha when it's to the side of your mouth. By liquid, you can't talk when you have liquid in your mouth. Try it at home, it's not going to work. By shaking a candy, you could. So that's b'midi, and it's still momis. Something that's not momis, spit out. Something that's momis, so then you put it to the side of your mouth. Zok dimol daf nun aleph amid aleph. B'midi de loy momis. If something is not momis, we said, you spit it out like a candy. So if putting it to the side of your mouth helps, so nami l'sakinu l'tzadechot, also put it on the side of your mouth and make a bracha v'livrich. Zog Gemara, Tilgemor Rav Yitzchok Kaskeso, Kamed Rav Yosi Ba'Avin, Mishmed Rav Yochanan, Mishum Shenema Yemale Pi Tihilosecho. Shaden Posgen Tilim, Yemale Pi Tihilosecho. So Lechatchili should not make a bracha when you have a food item in your mouth, because it's Chisorin and Yemale Pi Tihilosecho. Your whole mouth is not, your mouth has to be empty from any other things when you make a bracha. Yemale Pi Tihilosecho. And Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Ayin Beis brings two dinim taka. One is that your mouth has to be empty to make a bracha, and one is that it shouldn't be Megam game. A person shouldn't fumble. A person shouldn't mumble jumble when he makes a brocha. A brocha da mezogin klar hoich, clear, articulate. That's the chelik of Yemale Pi Tihilosecho. Now, the be'etzim, we'll see soon in the Gemara. But the Gemara, the Braisa said one side was the yipolton. So you spit it out. Now, the Ravid Shita is that you can make a bracha after you eat something, even afterwards. We'll see soon, really. Let's see the Gemara, but that's really the Shita of Ravina. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, boy, my name is Rav Chisda. They ask Rav Chisda the following question. If someone ate and he drank, and it's already passé, and he didn't make a bracha, mahu shiyachza v'yavorech. Do you make a bracha now, afterwards? Do you make a bracha after you finished eating? We know food has to be, make a bracha over las yoson. So before you eat, not just over las yoson. Also lehenes ma'alamaz b'loi bracha. So what do you make a bracha afterwards? Om aluhu, so he told him, misha ocha shum, if someone ate shum, v'recha noidif. So he had garlic and his mouth smells. And it's not a good thing, apparently, in the situation that he's in, he doesn't want his mouth to smell. So yachsav v'yecha shum, acha k'desh y'recha noidif, he should continue eating shum in order that his mouth should smell. If you did something wrong, it doesn't mean you continue doing it wrong. So of course make a bracha now, afterwards. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara, how do you understand this Gemara? The Gemara could be talking about manushach. If the Gemara is talking about that you're in the midst of eating, so what's that? That's talking about rechoy. Rechoy noida means if you ate garlic and it smells, so you're going to continue eating garlic when it smells? No, of course stop. So if you're in the midst of eating, of course you make a bracha now. You're not going to continue eating without a bracha. If you compare it to the shum, that means you continue eating and having a smell, so you're not going to continue doing the wrong thing and eating without a bracha. So of course you make a bracha now. Henceforth, with what you're eating now. So Elamai, if you're talking about what you're eating in the middle, what's the harmony that you shouldn't? So the Matni Yontif explains the Havmina was that you can never be sakin what you ate already. because that was also Lanis Ma'al Ma'azab Loi Bracha. Avdem Shtein the Gemara, a big Chiddush. The Gemara is being Mechadish, that if you're still Oisik in the Achila, that's still considered that you're making a Bracha prior. Just like we know by Netil Sidaim, by mitzvahs. In the midst, it's considered Oivel HaSiyosan. So even though over here, it's the Issa Nemtzich from Oso Lanis Ma'al Ma'al Ma'azab Loi Bracha, but being in the midst of eating, it's not, how can it be a tikkun on what you did? Shteito, that even in the midst, is it some type of tikkun on what you did? Because he's still in the midst. So it's a mafreya, it works, that you're still in oisik in the achila, that you're making a bracha on the achila, even though what you did is done already. That's considered, and that does lick in the maskana.
Shaila was, should I eat more so that it could work with my freya? What was the
shaila,
though?
Oh, so in the halacha, it's brought down, that if a person ate without a bracha, it depends, this is mamad, the situation that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, meaning in the poiskim. If a person is done eating, so what do you do now?
Right.
So it's better to take now something else to eat and make a bracha. Now, fashteitzah, he making a bracha on what else? On something else. But that item requires a new bracha. What is that negeya? So it seems it's some type of tikkun in the midst that the bracha is being said, even though it's not being said on what you did, but it's the bracha is being said. Now, there is a sheet of the Ravid, that's what I wanted to say before. The Ravid holds, and that's maybe the other tzad in understanding Ravina. Ravina says, afilu goma sudosa yachziv yivorech, that means that you can make a bracha even after you finished eating, and not eating again. You can still make a bracha even after you finished eating, which is a major chiddush, because many ask on that shita, if after you finished eating, you require a bracha achrona, assuming you ate an ashir achila. So right now, what are you required to do? A bracha rishoina or achrona? What are you? Mr. Achrona or Mr. Rishoina? It doesn't make sense. It's a tie to the sasri. You're calling this person a mechuyiv in a bracha rishoina or a bracha achrona. So according to the Ravid, you would make a bracha rishoina even on his man that you're mechuyiv in a bracha achrona. Zog die Gemara, that's Ravina Shita, Om Ravina, Hilkach, Afilu Gomas Udoso Yachsev Yevorech. Now, the question is, does Ravina mean even after you're finished? Not Pshad, you're continuing to eat. He's taking it even a step further. Afilu Gomas Udoso. The Tanya, like we saw it in the Braisa, Toval V'Olo, if someone went into the mikveh and he came out of the mikveh. Oy Mebali Yossi, he says, when he comes out of the mikveh, Bo Hashem Kitchon Mitzoyz Vitzono Ala Tfilah. You make after the mikveh. So we see just like over there, you make a bracha afterwards. So there also you can make a bracha afterwards. That's Avina Shita. You can't compare the two dinim one to another. When a person was not roy to make a bracha in the mikveh, so it's machlok Rashi tells you how to learn it. Rashi learns because roif tfilas are mishum keri. And we learned in the Gemara earlier on Davchov that a keri is also in brachas because it's Dvar Torah. So he's considered a dochui mikora. Lav dochihu, so he's not considered a dochui. So mele, you can make it afterwards. Dochui mikog, when you're all around from the beginning, you were a dochui. It's not called a dochui. So mele, you can misaken it when you make the bracha afterwards. Mashenka, when you're nirav and nitche, a person that's ichzi, meaning before he finished eating, he was ichzi to make a bracha, and then he finished the food, he swallowed it, and he finished it. So it's itchi. So he was nirav and nitche. So hoil and nitche nitche. So you can't compare the two things, but that's how. We wanted to compare it to Tefillah, and that's the Gemara's Tchia, Rashi, and that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, on the top, Tema Vale Tomei Eino Osa Levoich. What do you mean, a Tomei Kamei Kabrocha? So Rashi says, Vale Keren Asum B'Divei Torah, V'yesh Loima, we're talking about Tefillah's Gerim. U'bnei Oysa Tefillah, Yitzrichu L'chosha Tefillah's Tevocha Acha Tefillah. A ger cannot make a bracha before because he's a goy. He has to make afterwards. So because of the tefillas ger, we made all tefillas, the bracha is afterwards. V'chem b'tefillas adayim. Why the tefillas adayim? We make it afterwards. L'chor, we should make it before we start the tefillah. Or v'las yoson. Shepom odabom beis akisei. Sometimes a person cannot make a bracha. V'ein on m'goy levarich. He's not able to make a bracha yet. He's still dirty, and so to speak. Ad lach an tefillah. So then, no, that's why no gom levarich kol shah b'chis adayim. Lach an tefillah. All b'chis and tefillas adayim are after the tefillah. So Tosfos is learning it's because of Tfilas Ger, and Rashi learns it's because of Tfilas Balkeri. But upon him, this is the Shakatai in the Gemara. Ravina says, because of this din, that you can make it even afterwards, Hilkach, even Goma Sudosoi, and he compares it to Tfila, and at that the Gemara says, Velohi, Tfila is Dochimikoga, he wasn't able to, either Kabal Keri or Ger, so you make it afterwards. Here you were Nira Venitra. Before you ate, you were able, and then you messed up by swallowing and by eating and by finishing the food. So it's Nira Venitra, so it's Hoyel V'itchi Itchi, you should not be able to make a brocha afterwards. So now, there are other poiskim that ask that what's the whole shaila when you have the food in your mouth that you make a bracha litzdodin, or you even swallow it, because you can't eat. You can't eat when you have a drink. This is brought down in halacha. When you have a drink in your mouth, so then you can swallow it, and then make a bracha afterwards on the rest of the drink. Some say if it's not baltash, a small amount, you can even spit it out. But you make it a din, drink it out of swallow. When you have a food item that you can put to the side, and it's going to be nimas otherwise, you put it to the side. And a food item that's not nimas, you take out of your mouth. So Frekend Achronim, the Shita Zataz holds that when a person is an onus, he can make a bracha behirer. So Oy Bazoi, in our case, when you have food in your mouth that you can't spit out, the Taz holds in Simon Samach Beis that you can make a bracha behirer. So why should there be a din of boilon, even if you can't make a bracha when you have drink in your mouth, because you can't talk and also make a bracha, and a cheek full of liquid, you can be mahara bracha. So why should hearing not help? Now, we lemaisa do not hold like the Zavina that you make a bracha afterwards if you do not have more food items. If you don't have other food items and you ate, so then you make just a bracha achrona. You don't make a bracha if you had a shear. You make just a bracha achrona in kufa and beis. That's why obviously it's better to eat. And this, when you continue eating, so then it's at some type of tikkun at least, like reicha noidev, that it's still considered in the midst, that's misakin something, even though asal hanes, what you did is already passe and you did it already. But that's what's brought down halacha. Asparagus, Dr. Rashi, is koisha yeshoisim b'chol boika aliba reikon el refua. It was a type of remedy that he drank every morning on an empty stomach. It was healthy. Asparagus, it's a wine liquid with all types of herbs or beer. So asparagus is yofel alev, it's good for the heart. Tov leinayim, it's good for the eyes. V'kosh ken abin ma'ayim, for sure for the intestines. V'harogel boy, if someone drinks it usually, yofel l'chol gufo, it's good for his whole body. V'hamishtakel mimenu, if someone gets shikah from it, like we said, it's wine in it. So then kosher l'chol guf, and then it's bad for your whole body. Everything has limitations. Something that could be good for you, too much of it, could be bad for you. Ein glazel fun schnaps is efshe gut, aber asach mishtake is very kosher l'chol guf. Zog ma mir toni yofel lelei, from the fact that it says good for the heart, michlal de becham gaskin, and we talk about wine, v'katoni kol shkein lebenei ma'ayim, and for sure it's good for the intestines. We know it's talking about yayin, becham gaskin, because later on the Gemara is going to make a cheshbon that sometimes it's good for your ma'ayim and sometimes it's not. But that's dependent what kind of wine it is. Yain yoshon or yain meyushon. So we know it's talking about wine and it says that it's good l'bnei ma'ayim. Tanya, lelat yofel ramas kosher. Again, state over here in the braisa that asparagus is gofel lelev and tov l'naim and koshkin l'bnei ma'ayim. And if you have it, too much of it, then we said it's no good if you're mishtaker. But the fact that it says yofel lelev, so we're talking about wine and it says lat is rosh teves lev ayin tchoil, that's yofa, and ramat is rosh teves rosh me'ayim tachtonius. Tachtonius hemorrhoids. Rosh and me'ayim, but we see me'ayim, the stomach, the intestines, it's kosher. How are you telling me that it's kol shken le'bnei ma'ayim, it's good, and here we say it's bad for the me'ayim, it's kosher le'ramas, stamastira. You're telling me it's yofa le'nayim v'kol shken le'lev v'kol shken le'me'ayim. It's yofel lelev kol shekein lema'ayim, and here it says it's bad for ramas, which stands for me'ayim. Enter the Gemara. There's two types of asparagus. Kitan yahib meyushin. That's talking about yayin meyushin, Zog Rashi, when it's 3 years old. So then, when it's 3 years old, then it's yayin that's good. Because it's not like we learned. Koinim yayin shani toim. If someone makes a ned on yayin that he tastes, shay yayin koshel lema'ayim, because it's no good for your intestines. Amuloi v'alo meyushin yofel. Faket. Meyushin is good. And regular yayin is no good. So Zog Gemara, halom yushin yofu lebnei ma'ayim, v'shosak, after they told him that miyushin is good, so then osa b'chodesh umutu b'miyushin, meaning it's like a nidresh goga. If a guy says, I'm making a ned, I'm osa in wine, because wine is bad for my intestines. So they told him, what do you mean? Old wine is good for your intestines. So then he was quiet. He admitted, so to speak. So he's osa b'chodesh, because the ned remains on yayin that's no good for his stomach. Umutu b'miyushin, because that is a nedresh goga. He never meant something that's good for his stomach. So then we see clearly, shema mino, that miyushin is good for your stomach. So when it says, Koshel Ramas is talking about Yain Chodosh. When it says Miyushin, that's referring to when we said that it's Yofel Koshken Lebnei Ma'ayim. Zog the Gemara Ton Rabbonon. Shishu Dvorim Nehmer B'Asparagus. There's six different qualifications when it comes to drinking the asparagus drink. Ein Shoyse Noyse Elak Shuchai. You have to eat it, drink it when it's raw. Umole.
and it has to be full. Umekabla biyamin, and a full cup, I guess. You see if Rashi says something here. Yeah, later on we'll see by Kosher Bracha Mole what that means. But over there it means a full cup. So over here, assuming it means the same thing. It has to be Chai, who has to be Mole. Mekabla Vimin, it's like the Kosher Bracha. Yeah, the way you do it, the way you drink it, that has an effect. Mekabla Vimin, you accept it with your right hand. Vishasei Bismaron, you drink it with the left. Vein Besichinachov. You don't speak. There's no interrupting when you drink. You can't speak right away. You first let it settle. Vein Mafsikinbo, you can't stop in the middle. You can return the cup to only to the person that gave it to you. You have to spit after it. You have to spittle. After you drink it, you spit. And you cannot have a food item. Only beminoi. That means if let's say you had a date asparagus, you have to have dates. You had a tamarim asparagus, you have to have tamarim. Or ta'enim. That's what Rashi says. In fact, the more of a tanya, a steer in the braise state, ain't same chin oisa ela bepas. It says the food that you eat afterwards is dafka bread. So it's a steer. Here it says bemino and here it says pas. So it depends on the more, what kind of asparagus? Loi kasha. Ho be de chamgo. When you have a wine chamgo, when you have wine asparagus, then you have pas. Ho be de shicha. When it's beer, so then taka, then Rashi says that different types of beers is im shecha te'enim, then you serve with te'enim. Shecha tomorim, you serve with tomorim. One brayse says it's good for the lev, enayim, and tchoil, for the spleen. L'ramas kosher, for the ramas, which is the roish, me'ayim, and the tachtoinim, it's kosher. V'tan yidach l'ramas yofa, it's good for the roish, me'ayim, and the tachtoinim. L'lad kosher, it's bad for the lev, and enayim, and the tchoil. So Gemara says, like kosher, depends again, what kind of asparagus. There's two types. Hobe de chamro, by wine, hobe de shicha, by beer. Before we said, yain miyushin and not miyain yushin. There's two types. Now we're saying, it depends what kind of asparagus. Bidachamga, bidashicha, beer or wine. What's the main ingredient of that asparagus, beer or wine? So Gemara Toni Chade, Rok Achov, if you spit after it, loika. Loika means, Agrashi, becholi, an illness. It's not good. Vetan yidach loirok, Achov, loika. If you don't spittle, then you're gonna be struck with illness. So Gemara loikasha, it depends again. Hobbit the cham, hobbit the shicha, depends if it's wine or if it's beer. Om Ravashi, hashi the amud loirok, Achov, loika. If you don't spittle afterwards, then your loika, you become ill. So meimov nizrokin afilu b'nei amelech. So then, even in front of, meimov means you spit. Even in front of a king, even if it seems that it's not polite, even if the Amelech shouldn't be sakona, since we said that loyrok achov it's loika, by the type of asparagus that we said that is dangerous, the one that hobe de chamra b'shicha, so berecham, which one we said is what? By the chamra loyrok. Oh, so by the chamra not, but by the shicha yeshur, and otherwise it's dangerous. So even in front of a king, mayim of nizrok and you spit, even by in front of a king when you have shecha dik asparagus because of sakona. Zog dem Morgen, Omer Bishmor ben Elisha. Schleusch ist, warum soch li, Suriel, Sarah, Pnim. Malach, des Malach. Choshev, love it, if you're not going to be honest, Rashi. He is soch li. Three things. What were the three things? Number one. So when was this encounter? So, Rashi says, later on we'll see, Rabbi Shmuel, Ola l'rekia al yidei Shem, bebreise de maise mekova. Rabbi Shmuel was all the We had a Gemara in Dav Zayin earlier where Rabbi Shmuel says, "Pamachan nchnasi lahak dikteres lefnai v'lefnim v'ra'isi akasriel." So over there it says Borcheni. So that was another encounter. But here Rashi is saying it was a different encounter. So sochli suriel sarapnim. Number one, al tite chaluk chobeshachis miyad shamish. Do not take your cloak from a shamish shachis in the morning. Take it yourself. V'tilbash. Number two, and it's even if he was no to your dime. The second thing is al titel yodechem mishle not a yodov. Do not wash your hands by someone who did not wash his hands himself. Now this is brought down the Shulchan Aruch Siman Dalet. That means it means the actual washing of the hands. It doesn't mean taking the cup. The cup you're allowed to take from that person. It means the actual pouring of the hands should not be done by someone who wasn't noita yodayim. The Prima Gondim says by a goy, because he's bringing tumah on you. Prima Gondim says by a goy, this is not relevant. Only by a yid. It's a big nafkamina. Someone's asked me, if the person has an aid, a goyish aid, and he does mais and atila for him. So then the Prima Gondim says only the gay by Yisrael. So valti di yotcha mishloi not a yodov. Val tachzi kois asparagus ele mishloi osalcha. Only return the asparagus kois to the person that gave it to you. Bibnei shetachsofis Tachsofis is a type of shame, chabura shadim. It's a shade. Va'amulo astalngis. They wait for him to do one of these things incorrectly, and they jump on him. One of the things should happen to a person, then I'll trap him. So it's not a good thing. Likewise, the Malach HaMoves told the Pshuman Levi, he had an encounter, he was able to speak to the Malach HaMoves, he come out alive. And he told him three things. Number one, al tita chaluk shachas miyad shamash. Do not take shachas your cloak from a shamash. V'tilbash. Number two, val titol yodechom mimishloi notal. Meaning, do not have the etzim netila done by someone who wasn't noy to your daim. The Mishabur over there says clearly, it means the etzim ayis and netila, not the taking the cup. And the third thing he says, val tam lefne anoshim mishal shechoses min ameis. When you come back from Levi, do not stand in front of women that are there. Why? Neishani merakid bolif neim. The sot na malach hamoves. I'm amongst the ladies by Levaya. Explains in my show. What's up? He's amongst the ladies by Levaya. He says because since it's Eden Ritra, it's a time of the Abish, so to speak, is angry. I mean, there was a misa that took place. So he explains that since the chet of Eitz Hadas brought about misa to the world, so Emeli is merakid ben anoshim b'shas Levaya. That's where you shouldn't be looking or standing and coming across women by Levaya. And my sword is stuck out, so it's a very mokum sakona So the Malach HaMoves hangs around the woman because the woman brought about the misa l'olam by the chet of Eitz Hadas. Minig Yerushalayim is that women don't go to a base hakvaros. That's something that's a different nekuda. But here we're saying being standing in front of women, it's dangerous. If you do meet women after Levaya, what do you do? Lynch means jump out of there, get away. Arba Amas, jump four Amas. If there's a Nahar, le'abre, go on the other side of the river. That's a separation. If there's another road, lazable, take it. If there's a fence, go behind it. A koisel zagrashi. V'iloi, and if there isn't, lahad rapi, turn around your face, v'leima, and say the following. V'yoyim Hashem l'asotan, yiga Hashem b'choyes asotan. You say this posig, you finish the whole posig, I guess, in tzchaya, yiga Hashem b'choyes asotan, and that should take away. V'goymer, ad the chalfamine, until they pass by you, until they go away from you. Zok di Gemara. Omar. Zok di Gemara now, legabi koisel brocha. There are 10 different things by a koshel bracha. Number one, ton hadocha. Hadocha means you clean it out from the inside, especially if it has shiori akois, it has dirt in there, piece of challah or some other crumbs. You have to mediach it toy me bifnim. Which on what?
They don't discuss even on a clean cup.
Oh, the price can discuss it. We'll get to that in the end of the Gemara. If you have a clean cup today, if it's still Indian of Adocha. But Akoponim, what are we referring to? So Rashi says, Birchas Hamozoin. We're talking Birchas Hamozoin. Does this refer to everything? Meaning, what about Kiddush? So, Lemaisa, even by Kiddush in Havdalah, the Rambam says clearly that even by Kiddush in Havdalah, at least by Kiddush for sure, by Havdalah, it says Yitin Be'enov. We'll see that's one of the things. Do these things apply by Birchas Hamozoin and Pashas by Kiddush also? Zok Dimon, number one. Ton Adoch, you have to clean it out from the inside. Ushtifa and Shtifa Mechutz, from the outside. Chai. Chai means it has to be before it's Mozuk. We had before. It means that you have it Chai and then you add on the water when it's Biyodai. Umole, it has to be a full cup. Itur, it has to be surrounded by other cups. V'ituf, and you have to cover your head. It's not Stam, you put on a hat when you make Birchas Hamozoin. It means Koshel Brocha. So even if you bent without a Koshel Brocha, you still put on the hat. Which is, that's why people put on a hat by Birchas Hamozoin. But the din of putting a hat is a din in Koshel Brocha. Koshel Brocha ton ituf. You're supposed to have Koshel Brocha every time you bench. My father, since I was a kid, I remember every Birchas Hamozoin, even in the weekday, makpun on Koshel Brocha.
Every zimun.
That's why the halacha is, that even by Shal Shudas, you make a hagofen and you drink, like it says in the Poisk in Mishabura, if you makpun on Koshel Brocha.
People usually don't drink by Shal Shudas,
by the Koshel Brocha. But if you makban on Koshel Brocha every single time, then you drink even by Shal Shudas. Father's always, I remember breakfast as a kid, two mishulachim are sitting by the table, Koshel Brocha, always yayin.
The Rashi says over here that Koshel Brocha is referring to Birchas Hamozoin. Really, it's referring to all things, like we said, it's tied by Kiddush and even by Avdolah. But by Kiddush, for sure, we're makbid on all the dinim of Koshel Brocha. By Avdolah, the Ramah says that you should be Noisin Einov boy. So over there, the Goyin is Mitzayin and Bir Agro
Ayin brachas nun aleph, because that's by Havdalah. One of the things is nois and ein aboy, so that al kaponim by Havdalah we do. But all the other things of hadocha and shtifa and itu v'chulu is done by kiddush also. Now the din of koish bracha is when you bench with a mezuman by birch samozin. A yochad that's mevarech, there is no koish. So zok the gemara again. What are the 10 things of koish bracha? Omer abzerum avavu amilov masis etona asorat dvorim neamer be koish bracha. The 10 different things. By kosher bracha, ton hadocha, that means you wash from the inside. Shtifa from the outside. Chai, it's chai that's before it's mazuk. You only mazik it afterwards. Umole, mole means it's a full cup. Now Tosis before in Daf Nun Amud Bey said chai means it's going on the kois itself. That the kois is sholem. There's no cracks in the kois. The kois is chai, meaning it's sholem. Itu zok de gemara, which means that you ma'ater the kois either with other koises or you ma'ater the kiddush while you have talmidim around you. We'll see in the Gemara. Ituf means you're ma'atif. You wear a hat. You're ma'atif yourself. So there's a din. It's not stam that people put on a hat when they bench. It's not stam you put on a hat. Putting on a hat is because it's a chelik. It's a part and parcel of the din of kosher bracha. Noit labishtei yodov. You take it with two hands. The reason why you take it with two hands, that's a sign of endearment. Shtei yodayim, zok detaz, that's chvivus ha-mitzvah. V'nois labiyamin. And then you place it in your right hand, specifically in one hand, because otherwise if you hold it with two, it looks like it's an oil, it's a masu, it's a load. So you hold it with one hand, so you're showing that you're endearing it, and it's choshev, you're holding it with one hand. And ita yad, a lefty, holds it with his left hand. Umagbiya menekaki, you lift it off the ground, I'm holding a mesav on the ground, so you lift it off the ground, the tefach. On the table, you lift it off the table. Benois and Einoboy, and you look at it, you look at the wine. V'yesh oimim af meshagru b'matona la'anshe besoy, you give it, you pass it on to anshe besoy, z'grashi le'ishtoy. Midine de Gemara, you pass the kosher bracha le'ishtoy. Om Rabbi Yechanan, onu ein lonu la'aba bilvad. We do follow the four things. What are those? Hadocha, shtifa, washing it out from the inside, shtifa from the outside. Chai, we said, it means that it's not mozuk, or Tosis, let's learn, Chai means that the kois is sholem, umole, and you have a full cup. Zogma tona hadochim yifnim hadoch from the inside, shtifim bachutz, washing it off, is from the outside, shtifa. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kolam avoich ha-kois mole, whoever makes a bracha on the kois mole, nois loy nachla b'li mitzorim, he receives nachla without any boundaries, b'li mitzorim. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, it says in Dvorim, umole birchas Hashem, yam v'dorom yorosho. So the Birchas Hashem is Yam V'Dorom Yorosho. Explains the Masha that Yam and Dorom, people don't live over there. It's uninhabited. So it's Bili Mitzorim, meaning it's all going to be a Nachla for us. Yam, no one lives in the Yam, and Dorom is very hot over there. Machmas Choyim, so there's no Yishu over there. So that's called Bili Gvulim, without Mitzorim. Interestingly, today's Daf in Bava Kamma, in Daf Yomi, Daf Pei Aleph, Punkt brings the same pasuk of Yam v'dorom yorosho. What's the probability of the same pasuk in the Omid Yomi and the Daf Yomi? Over there, the Gemara in Pei Aleph, Omid Beis, the Gemara dashens the different takonis Yeshua. So over there, Naftali got Yom Shel Tveria. That's in his chelik. And over there, the Gemara says Yam v'dorom yorosho, that he is yorish the Yam Kineret, and also a chelik in the Dorim, meaning in the Yaboshe, which is in the Dorim side. So Yam v'Dorim Yorosha is Nafal b'chelkos Naftali, and that was Takonis Yeshua, that other Shvatim are allowed to go and fish, are not allowed to fish, even though it says Chelik. But it's mamish the same Pasuk that the Gemara brings in Bava Kamma Pei Aleph. The Gemara dashens over here, Legabe Ledin of Nachlo b'Libetzorim, when a person makes Koshel Bracha on a Kosh Mole. He is zoicha and he's noichel to olamim, meaning ha'olam hazev ha'olam habe zoicha to two olamis. And Tosis explains, b'shem Rav Yosef mi'Marselai, Marseille in France, midahavel le'michtav yam v'dorim rosh. Why does it say yorosha? There's an extra yud and a k, a yud and a hey, yud k. Because of yorosha, so what is the yud hey yisera? What's this extra yud hey? Zok Tosis, uvu yud hey nivru shnei olamis. The world was created with yud hey, like it says in the Gemara Menachos. Ki beko Hashem tzur alomim yud kei beko Hashem tzur alomim al tikat tzur alatzar. The Ebrei created the world with ko, with yud kei. So that's why it's yam v'dorom yorosha. It says that yorosha, the extra yud hey, to tell me that yezerch shnei alomis, because the Ebrei created the tzur alomim with the letters yud and hey. Itur zog the Gemara, Rav Yudah ma'atre, but Tamidim Rav Yudah ma'ater, Tamidim around him when he made the bracha on the Birchas HaKoyis. By Birchas HaMozen, by Kiddush, he was ma'ater Tamidim. Rav Chizda ma'ater le benatli. Rav Chizda was ma'ater with koises, and he put koises around him. And here is a different gersois, if you take it out or not, Rashi had this gersa, Om Rav Chonon uvechai, when you have a kois chai, meaning before it's mozuk, Om Rav Sheshes uvechai se'oretz. That means, Rashi explains, when you come to Birchas HaOretz, then you moisif alei, then you moisif the meziga on the other koises. Other gersois take this out. The Rosh doesn't have this gersa. I'm Bir Hagro over here, if you take it out or not. Akoponim, the Gemara continues, that was the Gabe Itur. The next thing is Ituf. Rav Papa ma'atev v'yosef. Rav Papa used to be ma'atev a cloak, a talis around him. Rav Asi pores sudra al reisha. He put a sudra on top of his head. Besides a regular yarmulke, he had an extra sudra, an extra hat, and that's the inyan of wearing a hat b'shas b'chsam ozen, meaning b'shas koishel brocha. That's when you're supposed to wear the hat. Noit labishtei yodov. You take it with both hands, like we said. The Taz says it's inyan of chavivus. Omer b'chino ba papa my koro. Where do we see in the pasuk that we see a remez to take it with two hands? So you deichem kodesh, loshen rabim, you deichem, uborchas Hashem, and then you mevorech. Venoisili, meaning you place it afterwards in your right hand. And like I said, a lefty in ita yad puts in his left hand. But the point is, you hold it dafka with one hand, so it shouldn't look like a masi, it shouldn't look like a load. They need two hands to hold it. No, it's choviv to you, you hold it with one. Om Rabchir ba'abom Rabyechon, Rishonim Sholu, the Rishonim asked the following question. Smoil ma'ush at Siela Yamin, could the left hand help out the right hand when you're holding the kois? What do you mean help out? Zoktosis, why should you have to help out? Zoktosis, because the gdolus ma'ush. We're talking about a very heavy kois, a large cup, so you need help. That's one teretz. Oi, b'rosh chodesh, tevis, chalias, b'shabes, shu b'chanaka, when you have a very long b'chsam ozen, when you have rosh chodesh, tevis. That falls out on Shabbos. That falls out on Chanukah. So you have Yalav Yovah, you have Al Nisim, and you have Ritzei. So such a long Birchas HaMozen, you need help from your left hand. Oy ben Nisuin, you have a Shever Brachas. So it's a long Birchas HaMozen. V'tzoch lahach b'Birchas HaMozen, it's a long Birchas HaMozen. They give out all the Shever Brachas. The point is, it's holding a long time, so you need the left hand to help out. That was the question. Some explain, this is why Rashi said, Koishel Bracha Birchas HaMozen. Because Be'etzim Koishel Bracha is referring to all times you may have a Koishel Bracha. Kiddush is also Koishel Bracha. Not just Birchas HaMozen, you mevarech al kois. So why is Rashi Birchas HaMozen? Rashi is Birchas HaMozen from the Gemara. It's Muchach that we were talking also about Birchas HaMozen. Because that's what the Gemara says over here, that Smoil Mau, that the Smoil should Misayel Yamin. When is the Smoil Misayel Yamin? So Tosis explains, in Echet Timtzo, Birchas HaMozen, where it's very long, you need the left hand to help out. So that's what Rashi said, Birchas HaMozen. But it's not Dafke Birchas HaMozen, it's Hu Adin Bakiddush. So that was the question, could the Smoil help out the Yamin? Omer Rav Ashi, Hoyl V'Rishonim Yibayelu, since Rishonim asked this question, V'loi Ifshetelu, and it was never answered, Dafnu Nalafam Ad Beis, so Emela, Ana Navid L'chumra, Zod Rashi, Shaloi Tasiyah Smoil Yamin B'Shas Brocha, do not have the left hand help out the right, because since it's a Bayit Loi Ifshna, so go L'chumra. You go L'chumra, even though usually Sofik Darbonos L'kula, but over here you go L'chumra. The Gulyani Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, because over here it's not a Groysa Tircha, you can go L'chumra by the Rabbanon also. Elamais is Kapaskin Shulchanoch and Kufbe Gimel Dalet, that you taka hold it only with your right hand, with whatever you are, lefty with the left hand, and not Messiah with the other hand. So, in order to show the Cheshivas and the Chavivas of the Kais. Atayis over here taka says that, Ein Lonu Ela Arbet Vorim, that even though the Gemara says we only have four things, meaning Hadocha, Shtifa, Chayin, Molei, but still, Mi'olei Mashma, the Polig, Rabbi Yechon, Ahi, the Noisli Yamin. Avada the Noisli Yamin, who agrees to, Kramin Le Kamon, Om Rabbi Yechon, Gishonim, Sholu, they asked the question, Umat, yes, Smoil Yamin. So we see that holding be Yamin, you do. The question was just, could the left hand help out? Mashma, Shkeno, Yenoigin. Umi'omidam, Roim, Oyosim, Itur, Ve'ituf. The fact that Amroim did the Itra Kois and the Ituf, Mashma Shoy Machmirim al Atzmon, they were Machmir to do all the things, Voinizorim Bekulon, Ulefikoch Yesh Lahachmir Bekois Shabrocha, to do all the things. And that's why in Maiserav, and the Goyin was very Machmir to do all the things by Itra Kois, including all the things by Kois, including Itur, and to surround the cup with other cups. That's a Benatli. Today you have those cups that they sell where it's Takam Uta with Koises. So if you're Mamalad, already partially with wine, so then with the spouts they have that fall into all the cups. But the point is, then it's Yimakayim the din of Itra Kois. Zoktois Vaita Shtifa Chayu Malei. Zoktois is Yushalmi Sof Pirkin Om Rav Acha the three things are that are said by Kosha Bracha, Mole, Itu, and Mudach, are merumas in the Pasuk of Naphtali. Mamash, this Pasuk of Naphtali. That was the Gemara in Baba Kama that we just that we had in Daf Yomi today. Daf Pei Aleph, that Naphtali had the Yerusha, and that was the Pasuk of Yam V'Dorim Yerusha. Yeah, the Yerusha of the Yam Kinneret. But here we see another remez by Naphtali. By Naphtali, it says, also by Naphtali, it says, Naphtali Sva Rotzoin Mole Birchas Hashem. Sva is Itur, Rotzoin is Mudach, and Mole is Kamash Mori, that should be Kos Mole. So the Tosis, the last Tosis over here in the Omid, the other two we saw already the bottom two, but this one, Shtifa, Mibachut V'Adochem Ifnim. Oh, so here Tosis says, Taka, Pirish Ri, Davke Shein HaKos Yofa. The whole din of doing shtifa from the inside and shtifa from the outside, but hadochas from bifnim. So the whole din of really doing the hadoch from the inside is davka sheena kois yofa sheesh b'shiure koisus. If you have leftover food, shiure koisus, or leftover drink in the inside, then you taka have to do the hadoch from bifnim. Avlimu yofa, if it's clean. So the whole purpose, zilbos atayim, it's in order to have a kois that's yofa. So if it's taka cleaned, then you don't have to do the hadocha mifnim. But lemais, we're makpid to do shtifa and hadocha, even if it's a clean cup. We'll stop over here. Daf nun aleph, omid beis, and the top of the omid.